You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Oh, stand by. We got, this is Dave. This is the guy we were discussing earlier, who lost his wife. Well, we've talked to him before.
Yeah.
But he lost his wife and is considering dating his wife's twin sister.
Right.
So I don't recall.
And apparently she is considering dating him as well.
What's the first name again?
Dave.
Hey, Dave.
David.
David, yes. What's up, guys?
Did you hear Craig's thought on this? Craig thought that you could just...
whoever said I don't have to change the pictures Craig. Is a jerk.
All right. That was Craig.
Now, listen. I know you listen to the show, and once again, the pain you must have went through losing your wife must be unbearable, and we're sorry about that. That sucks, man, and we appreciate you listening, so you understand that Craig's joke was just a joke.
I know. I died laughing, but I was also screaming, you're a jerk.
Sure.
We do that
both
on the daily.
Both can be true.
Both can be true, right. Have you approached your sister-in-law, basically what she still is, I guess, that you might want to date?
Yeah, I talked to her briefly about it the other night because I was drunk enough to be brave enough to finally bring it up.
Right.
We're not obviously dating yet, but yeah, we are going to start looking into it because she figured I would never be up for it. And I'm like, well, no, I am. Let's clarify this.
Just because her sister liked you doesn't mean she was going to like you, but you guys probably always had a good relationship, right?
Yeah, we always got along.
Okay. I mean, was she attracted to you? But you, as in a brother-in-law sort of way?
I couldn't say beforehand because before she passed away, we were just, we never really discussed anything personal or anything. But then after she passed, things happened.
All right. Do you think that I don't know if you heard our advice. Our advice is who cares what people think if you guys like each other and start caring about each other. But does your immediate family, do you think they will care?
Yeah, it's anybody, they're going to have a problem.
I don't really think so, no. I think her family would be for it. I think my family would probably be a little weirded out by it, but I don't really care.
Do they look exactly alike, or did they, for a long period of time?
I mean, pretty much, yes, but obviously they had different hairstyles. Okay. Her sister kind of colored her hair a little bit more, so there are differences between them.
All right.
But
so what are you worried about, then?
You guys saw a picture of both of them. You would be like, who?
Okay, got it. Where are you leaning? No, what are you worried about? What are you worried about people saying? Because life's too short. Screw people. But go ahead.
I'm just worried. Honestly, it'll be sound stupid, but I'm mostly worried about people thinking like I'm just dating her she's the sister and I'm just trying to replace my girlfriend.
Yeah,
and
I can see that.
I don't want anyone to think like, no, it's not that. Like she's her own person. She's a completely separate individual. Yes, they're similar and they look alike, but I don't want people just like thinking like, I'm so depressed that the only option I had to go to was her sister. And it's like, no, it's just,
how long is your
wife? We do like each other. We have gotten close since she passed. So
how long has your wife been going again now?
1 year is coming up on September 6th.
All right. You're still pretty raw, obviously. It's always going to be, I guess. So you can, so Craig was wrong about that. You're right. You need to change the pictures.
Well, see, the lucky, I don't want to say necessarily the lucky thing is, but we didn't expect her to pass as quick as she did, so we never actually got married yet. We didn't have time to get to that point.
Okay, but you had a kid together, and you were together,
sure.
Right? I got it.
We were together.
Here's a question I want to ask you, because when people know that they're sick, sometimes they discuss what the surviving spouse is going to do with the rest of their lives. Did she care if you dated any of her friends or her sister? Would that ever come up in a conversation?
That conversation never came up, but I know her well enough to know that she would not want me to date people that I was involved with when her and I were together because we were cheating on each other towards the beginning, kind of.
Okay.
It was a messy relationship. But would just not want me to date those girls. Any of her friends or her sister, I think she'd be 100% for it. She's not here anymore.
Don't go back to exes. Right. I get
so
that.
So none of your exes.
None of the exes.
Yeah, pretty much, yes.
Okay, so her friends or her sister were cool as far as you remember, right?
Yep.
All right. Yeah. Now, that's also going to be a long distance thing, right? She lives in Kansas City?
Yeah, that's kind of my other fear about it is, you know, eventually one of us would have to move, and I'm sorry, I'm not leaving Omaha. I've got my oldest son here, her family, and my family are here. There's no reason for me to go down to KC.
What about her ex? Wait, what do you think he's gonna, what do you think he's gonna think about this? You're always screwing him, that kind of stuff.
to be honest, I literally could not care less what he thinks.
Yeah.
He can.
See, you need to have that attitude.
I don't want to say something I can't say on the radio.
No, it's okay, right, man. You obviously don't get along with that guy, right?
Nope, he's
all
a jerk.
Okay, got it. All right, but he's still the father of his two kids with her, right?
Yep.
Okay, man.
Now you mentioned in the email that she was kinky. Or at least you thought she was kinky. And that led us to believe that maybe
you hadn't had sex yet.
You
doing
something already, but then we decided upon further reading that you're probably not. So what's the case there?
Well, as I heard you guys arguing, I am very selective about my words. So when I said I can verify she's kinky, I mean I can verify it.
Okay.
Oh.
Huh?
Oh, so you.
So you've taken our advice.
You've had sex before you date.
Had sex before you started dating, which is what we've been preaching all along.
Yes, yeah. You have to, because I've had that girl in the past that was missionary only, and I never want to go through that boring experience ever again.
Yeah.
I need a kinkster, and to be perfectly honest, they're pretty much exactly the same in that department, so I already knew exactly everything to do.
Oh, yeah. Look, Craig's high-fiving over here. He's air high-fiving. he's air high-fiving. Like, yeah.
He's lying.
I am not lying. Am I lying, puss? Come on.
No, Tyler doesn't lie. No. Does not embellish.
Hey,
does not exaggerate.
He was high-fiving. He was happy about that. Okay, so you've already had sex with your sister-in-law. Well, you're actually your wife's sister, I guess.
Yeah, and now you're discussing the possibility of a relationship.
All right. Well, go for it, man. Go for it. And let us know what happens, man.
Yeah, we'll do. We'll keep you guys in touch. See how the next few months go.
Yeah, let us know what the family thinks about it. And, you know, don't worry what other people think about it. I get what you think about. You're thinking about the people are thinking you're just replacing your wife with and then obviously not changing the photos like Craig mentioned, which that's wrong, by the way, Craig.
So
wrong.
If anything complicated.
Well, like, my other weird thing was honestly the biggest, like, is, you know, people, I don't want people to look at her like you're a mom, aunt, and then what if we did have a kid? What would that, like my son, and if we had a kid, what would they would be like brother cousins?
Yeah, the one in the middle would be
there's a three-fourth isn't a thing.
I don't know what that would be. If you had a kid together, it'd be just your kid, and it'd be like your kid's half brother and half whatever that. But I don't think there's anything different between that. You just have another kid. Now, granted, all the kids are going to get along because they're all right there.
This is my half brother cousin Jimmy.
Exactly,
and my son nephew.
You have to explain a lot there when you have a kid together. All right.
Yeah. But let us know if any complications arise and any kinky stuff happens. Report on that.
For Craig.
All right, I will.
The kinkster for Craig. Yeah. All right. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Dave. Thank you for calling.
Not just missionary, Craig. You know how we get bored with that.
We do.
That's why we're kinksters, right?
Yep.
Apparently.
That's why I work hard, to be an outstanding power bottom.
And you are. You should be proud of that.
Because we need more kink. No one has ever said, that's too kinky.
Yeah.
Oh, some people do.
Yeah.
Where the term.
Amongst us.
The Amish guys say that.
No, not in this room.
Thing going on here.
Nope.
During
mind if I do this? Nope.
During our thing.
I'm still getting some, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm in.
Just don't punch me. I'm into that. Other than that, I don't care. Yeah. I'm in. You're right. Yeah. I'm getting some, right? Okay, yeah, I'm in. Yeah, sure. Break out the belt. I don't care.
That's not for the tape. Yeah.
So once again, to reiterate, 45% of us.
No. Oh.
When you say.
Well, we found that Bert didn't wear underwear, right. So that solved that problem.
Wear the same pair of underwear for 2 days or longer. That's almost half of us.
You include chicks, too, right?
America. Are they Americans?
Well, yeah, usually.
Then yes. 13%.
Is this 18 and older? So I don't want to talk about little kids' underwear.
One assumes. 13% said they wear the same underwear for a week or more.
That's just
no.
That's disgusting.
No.
Unless you're in the service in the field or you're homeless, you should change your underwear.
If you have the option of other underwear, you should take it.
If you have the option.
In under a week.
Yeah.
Men are 2.5 times more likely than women to keep the same pair on for a week or longer.
And we got just as much going on down there, too, by the way. We stank down there.
I think even when I'm camping, I probably don't go more than 3 or 4 days.
Do you pack up more? You pack your underwear in? Do you pack it in and pack it out? Or you leave your underwear back there when you leave?
Bury it?
I'm sorry. Underwear,
in a ritual ceremony.
Underwear is small and light. You should be able to pack at least, you know, three, four pair for a week.
Yeah.
You know? And maybe, you know, rinse the other ones out in the stream.
Right.
Now, 46% of Americans have owned.
Now, you just put them in a bag.
Yeah, like you do pack them in.
Like
pack
a grocery bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, in case you need to rewear them, if you know, you could rinse them out in the stream and
take off your underwear.
46% of Americans have owned the same pair of underwear for a year or more. 38% say they have no idea how long they've owned their underwear.
I start to throw it away when they start to rip.
Yeah,
I'm getting better at it. I used to hoard underwear.
Yes,
I have so much clean. I have a drawer with just way too many pairs of underwear. And it was stupid because I don't need that many.
Right.
I mean, like, I'm talking about 30, 40 pair in there.
That's a lot.
And I started getting holes in them, thinking, why am I keeping these? I just throw them away, man.
Right. Sold them online.
But it took a while to get to that point,
it
didn't
did.
It?
It did. It was like, oh, I think the pair I got now has got a hole in them somewhere, which is ridiculous.
There are guys that would pay good money for Tyler's panties.
Dad, what's your brand and size of underwear?
All right.
Don't look at me like that, Craig. You just suggested
I just heard you say that.
You suggested he leave the photos up. Don't even look at me.
You go to that Facebook page, the unauthorized fan page. You could sell a lot of your panties right there.
All right, I will. Just for charity, though. I'm not going to make any money off of it. That'd be weird.
Did you offer not to wear underwear?
Yes, I did.
Now, here's the trouble with that, wearing the drawers for too long and even keeping a hold of your clean drawers for too long.
All right.
There was a good housekeeping study that found that clean underwear can contain up to 10,000 living bacteria even after being washed. They say over time, your drawers accumulate various types of problematic microorganisms and fungal germs.
See, I never knew this.
That can increase your susceptibility to certain illnesses like yeast infections and urinary tract infections, among others.
Is this because of lack of ventilation down there? Or other items of clothing.
It's just a matter of microorganisms that you can't wash out.
Yeah, so it's natural skin and balls.
That applies to your other clothing, too.
But not all your other clothing is that close to the areas that...
The nasty part.
Touching the nether region.
You still have skin that's sloughing.
Yeah,
you
know, but ball and taint and butt.
Yeah, you're more susceptible to...
Nasty stuff around there.
Yeah, to...
The exit.
Yeah. It's a different sweat.
But I'm saying
the
your body...
The chafing, the sweat just hangs out there. So it doesn't move.
That makes you want to throw away more underwear now.
It does.
Because if I wash them, it doesn't matter. You're right. Let's wear new ones
all
the time.
Well, I mean, it matters some.
Well,
because instead of 10,000, there could be 10 million.
Right.
Yeah, but you can only really pull that off if you can put the new underwear on the tour rider.
Yeah, you know? You're right. I'm not gonna wear new underwear every day, but I should buy more new underwear.
But if you've got some really old stuff laying around,
oh, why do you want my underwear,
then
Todd?
People could buy your underwear and still smell a young Tyler. Still,
I'll just give it to you.
The essence of young Tyler.
I don't think I have that old underwear laying around.
No, I want you to sell it and give the money to your charity.
It's really not that young. Maybe it'd be like a year ago.
His wife doesn't even want that. Who's going to want that?
Nobody's going to want my underwear.
Fans.
Todd does.
Guys who are fans enough of the show to start an unauthorized fan page on Facebook.
Todd is asking for a friend, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Just ask me.
Just give him to me. I'll put him on eBay. It'll be fine.
I'll take the pair out of gold now. Because they got a hole in them. I'm throwing away when I get home. Well, I'm going to sleep on this.
They probably don't let you sell it on eBay.
No. No, I should put it like you know, they sell Japanese chicks underwear.
Yeah,
I should do that.
That's what I'm thinking.
In our kitchen back here. We have a new nice kitchen back there.
Yeah?
Yeah. Can I take out the Snickers and put my underwear in there? Old underwear.
Oh, and a vending machine.
Yeah, the vending machine. That's what I meant. Because you can sell used Japanese underwear. In Japan, they do that.
That's right, they do.
There, they just call it underwear.
Via vending machine.
Right, by a vending machine, right, which is really freaky.
Now, they give you some things to do to keep your drawers as clean as possible.
All right.
Some of these are you're already going to do. Other things, you're like, how you figure that out?
Right.
First of all, dry your underwear on low heat for 30 minutes after washing to minimize the amount of bacteria.
Well, of course.
So yeah, don't dry your drawers. Yeah,
don't put them on the line out back.
Yeah, don't put them on the line.
Yeah, I stopped hanging them out years ago.
Don't mix your drawers in with the same load with your significant other or children if they are sick. This increases the amount of bacteria hanging out in your washing machine.
You meant load. You had to be at load.
I understand
that. Don't throw a load in there.
Avoid washing your contaminated drawers with other clothing, especially if someone has a bacterial infection.
Well, that's just
know.
But I thought washing
and
stuff
wash
together,
your drawers separately.
That's what you wash everything for.
Wash your drawers separately from clothing containing other bodily fluids.
Well, what else
again,
has bodily fluid on?
Again, how you gonna know?
That's weird.
Oh, but it is weird.
Yeah.
But isn't that part of the...
I drool on my shirt.
Right.
Yeah. Isn't sweat a bodily fluid?
It is. So I don't get some of these things.
Well, if somebody in the house is sick, isn't it common sense that you wash their stuff immediately and kind of on its own?
I guess.
And you're washing it.
But if you're washing it, hell, it's clean.
It sounds like you should wash.
Right, it's clean. You're washing it, it's clean.
Everything's clean. Yeah.
So wash every pair of underwear separately. That's what it sounds like.
It does sound like
No, just say with your stuff. Wash your underwear together with your underwear.
Yeah, but there may be germs on that other underwear.
Yeah, but they just said it from other people. Yours together are fine. It said mixing in the spouse or the kids' stuff into yours.
No,
is bad.
I do my own laundry.
Your germs are cool.
I do my own laundry anyway.
I do my own laundry, too, so that's not a problem.
So I really put it up, but I also empty the dryer with other people's laundry. And, you know, pulling out underwear sometimes not that cool.
29-year-old Taisha Russell, had to be arrested after she allegedly set a man's home on fire in Woodbury, New Jersey.
Kapuya! Kapuya!
The victim, the guy that lived in the house, asked Miss Russell over for a booty call.
Of course.
Come on over, girl. But he fell asleep. And he did not hear her knocking at the front door.
That's a house burning.
That's a cause for arson right there.
Yeah, duh.
Well, she's ready to get some.
Right.
She thinks she's blowing him off.
She probably thinks she's blowing him off.
Absolutely.
Right?
Wow, she thinks that he's blowing her off. She sent him a series of angry text messages saying to him, I see you want to die. You wasted my money to come out here.
Oh, she Ubered out probably.
So then she went over to the nearby convenience store.
That's a burning.
And apparently at the convenience store, you can buy lighter fluid, you can get some matches, and you can get a lighter at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Man.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
She's accused of starting the fire outside the doorway of his home and then running away. The guy woke up about 4:30 to find his home on fire, had to escape through a window, ran to the nearby police station, told them about it. They immediately recognized signs of arson at the home. They set up a crime scene. He told police that, well, Miss Russell here, that's the side chick, and he had invited her over. She's now charged with attempted murder, aggravated arson, endangering, and criminal mischief.
Yeah, but you don't make the booty call. He made the booty call, right?
He made the booty call.
Then he passed out.
Yeah.
It happens.
You can't.
That's a killing.
A lot of times don't make the booty call when you're sober. So he probably passed out. No, it was probably late at night.
No, she's his side chick. His side.
So she got mad. Because she thought he probably changed his mind, blowing her off, and she went crazy. Yeah.
Crazy bitch.
Yeah, she is, yeah.
Crazy bitch.
But that's why he called her over for a booty call.
bitch.
Yeah, she's crazy.
She's a kingster.
That's right.
She's a kingster, not so, just missionary for her.
No. When she gets out, he's calling her again for a booty call.
Oh, yeah, of course he is. I'm sorry, baby.
Let's meet at your place, though.
I'm sorry, baby.
Somewhere in between is probably right. You don't want the missionary all the time, but you don't want the arsonist.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like there should be somewhere in between that's happy medium. Yeah.
What position is the arsonist? I don't know. We'll figure that out.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.